All right. Hey, it's Mag Sync Radio. We're back, which is really exciting. They usually do the thing, and there was no thing, Rocker. I don't know. I was like, hey, do the thing. It's even sitting there. It's ready to do the thing. We don't need no disclaimer. Yeah. We need no disclaimer tonight, Rocker.
That's right.
You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM now, fresh in Waukesha on 101 The Shaw, WAUKAM, AM 540.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Low I heard down on the dial.
All the way down there. We're just touching Chicago now.
That's right.
Just touching Chicago.
And Green Bay.
Yeah.
Like maybe Aaron Rodgers can hear us right now.
He's probably listening. I can only imagine.
He is. I wonder what his favorite local band is.
In Waukesha or in Green Bay? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We're just Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
I'm excited to just get into all the different music outside of Milwaukee, a little bit in Chicago, and then up in Green Bay, right? That's what's really cool about the new outreach. I'm pretty excited about.
Well, hey, Rob, we have John Alabaugh. He's in the studio here tonight. And he has toured with bands in his 20s. He left music for software development, and now he's left software development for music again, and he's landed in the Mad City. John Alabaugh, welcome to Mag Sync Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me here. This is great.
And just talk into that microphone a little closer. And we're going to also welcome Jake. He's here. He's the bass player and a vocalist.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, John, for our listeners who may not be familiar, who is John Alabaugh and how did he get to this point?
Well, I'm this guy who had a company and was corporate life like we were just talking about. The guy who just said, you know, heck with it, you know. So I decided I would spend all my efforts on music and I became the ultimate dad rock god, you know. And thankfully, I got a little better, and I ended up recording with some really good artists from, you know, bands like the Foo Fighters and Trash Can Sinatra's Norah Jones, guitarist, and these level of musicians early on with my writing, and I just lucked into that kind of stuff, tripped into it.
Now, what kind of software did you develop?
That's not the story.
He's not allowed to talk about it. He's not. I could just see it in his eyes.
That's right.
Well, I'm curious. Like, you know, what like a music guy goes into software. What kind of software does he do?
It's app development for companies. It's really boring.
Boring.
Really freaking boring.
And he doesn't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about that anymore. Get off of it.
All right. Well, we'll just like move on.
Let's move on.
But now you're in the Mad City.
Yeah,
and what are your Madison ties? You were saying you came for your kids.
Yeah, I've got 24-year-old twins who live here, software developers themselves, and we just decided we were tired of central Illinois crap and moved, just decided to uproot and get up here.
Get to Madison.
Get to Madtown.
What do you like about Madison? How long have you been here now?
We took possession December 1st. So I've been here all of 6 weeks, maybe.
Well, there you go.
Oh, 5 weeks. Man, you knew me.
I mean, we've had 5 rehearsals and just sound incredible.
Sure.
I lucked into some really great musicians, Jake included, who's a songwriter himself.
So, I mean, you got here, and one of the things I noticed is you have, like, this brand new double album. It's totally huge.
Coincidental.
Right? It's got this great artwork. It reminds me of when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, looking at record albums. And so this was all recorded, like you said, out in L.A.
Yeah, so this is my third album. You know, I worked with those really great musicians to start the first album, did another album in the interim. And we decided that we were tired of all this Pro Tools and editing stuff. So we decided we're just going to track it live to two inch tape.
Love it.
And, you know, we mixed it up in Oregon with this guy who's really great at analog mixing and pressed it right to vinyl. And it sounds like it used to sound in the 70s, you know?
Yeah, well, isn't that what, like, the Beatles were just kind of doing in their
exactly.
movie?
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to go back. Get back.
We picked Elliot Smith, if you remember him, the singer-songwriter, his studio to record it in. So it's the console that Rush used for all their albums, and there were ghosts in the machines. It was really great. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That would be really intense.
Yeah.
So now this is also on a record label, right? Are you signed to?
It's my own label.
Oh, it's your own label. Yeah. Okay. Because I saw that you're releasing it and getting a lot of airplay nationally on records.
Mm-hmm. And in Europe, too.
And in Europe. Tell us about your distribution and what you're doing to get all this like national.
Oh, we've got promoters in the whole mix. So we're going, we're promoting out to college radio for the song you're going to play tonight, which they'll have to cut that one word out, which, you know, how it goes. And then we're pushing through the Americana and country charts with a song called Abilene, which is a banjo picking kind of song on the B side, which is great. And then Europe is just anything American they love. So,
well, very cool. Well, it's been really cool. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it. The new song is called A Reason. Tell us about this song before we hear it.
Okay, so this was written from my kids in college, U of I, down in Champaign-Urbana. And one of my kids had a meltdown one night, and it's like, what's life all about? It's like, why are we here? So that was the basis of the song, Why Are We Here? And you can either say, I'm going to burn the house down, or I'm just going to move on. So that's what the song's about, is like, chill, you know, either that or whatever.
Very cool. Let's take a listen. This is John Alibo and A Reason on Max Inc. Radio.
Is there a reason why we're here? Is it a dream so serene and floating out of the atmosphere? If there's a reason, oh, shame on me. If I could shake what went wrong and replace it with Applebee. But I know what is so. I can't tell you where to go. I'm slow, don't you know? Thank you.
stuff, fresh stuff, heard first stuff. John Albaum. Find out more information at MaxIncRadio.com. It's time to unplug from the politics. It's Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison. German Art Students on Max Inc. Radio. They'll be doing live stuff, Burr Oak, on the 2nd. You are listening to us now over in 101 Land, the Shaw out there in our Milwaukee friends. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Every Saturday night, we do the local stuff right here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison. And now, out there in Waukesha, right, Rocker?
That's right. And, hey, Milwaukee and even the Fox Valley now.
Ooh, the Fox Valley. Love it. Love it. You know, got lots of fun stuff coming up. But I got to tell you, before we get there, all this local stuff is brought to you by our sponsors like Hotel K Pet Sitting and Dog Walking. Reserve your pet sitting and dog walks at freebellyrubs.com. Also, Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations, Madison, west on O'Donnell, east on Monona, and downtown on Willie Street. Find them online, igniteglassandgifts.com. Next up, we have Jin Mel Hollow. They're going to be doing some live stuff over there at America Fest on the 14th. So let's do it now. Prescription of Love on Max Inc. Radio. Mm-hmm.
Hey, pretty lady, tell me what you wanna do. I would climb a mountain as long as I'm next to you. Show me how you boogie, baby, dance with me tonight. We're gonna lose it to the music, make you feel alright. Tell me what you're missing. Let me show you I will listen. What is your prescription for love, for love, for love, for love? We're causing a commotion in here. My love is not a crime, and I think we've got time for one more beer. It's no surprise that you've gotten me feeling this way. Look into my eyes, baby, I've got something to say. To you, tell me what you're missing. Let me show you I will listen. What is your prescription for love, for love, for love, for love? Let me show you I will listen. What is your prescription for love, for love, for love, for love?
I've heard a sound playing in my head for so long. It's beating in my heart and it's strong. Going with the groove, I'm starting something new.
Ringing the Devil's Doorbell. Weekends are for local music with Max Inc. on Devil Radio.